Great Lakes for Sale, From White Caps to Bottle Caps, by Dave Dempsey, with a foreword by Congressman Bart Stupak. Published by the University of Michigan Press, Ann Arbor, and the Petoskey Publishing Company, Traverse City. To the courageous members of Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation, especially Terry and Gary Sweer, and Attorney Jim Olson, future generations will thank you. The Great Lakes already do. Forward. As the only member of the U.S. House of Representatives with a district touching three of the five Great Lakes, I have a special interest in what happens to those precious waters. The people of my district in northern Michigan care deeply about the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes support our spectacular sport fishery, provide a route for commercial and recreational navigation, and supply many communities with drinking water. Water means jobs and life in my district. In the Congress, I have fought federal proposals to allow the dumping of sewage into our lakes, have supported reaffirmation of our successful Clean Water Act, and have formed a Congressional Water Caucus. I am deeply concerned about the future of freshwater itself. As sources of freshwater become more limited in the 21st century, concerns have been raised that the Great Lakes will be the solution to other areas' water problems. Back in 1998, the Nova Group of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, proposed to sell water in bulk from the Great Lakes for export to Asia. I was able to lead the fight to stop the proposed shipments, but this scheme made it very clear that stronger water guidelines need to be put in place. The intent of the proposed Great Lakes Basin Compact that is now before the Great Lakes states for ratification is to prevent diversion of this precious resource. This means that we must follow through with wise use and conservation measures and not just articulate a plan. We must have accurate and up-to-date data gathered by all participating users of Great Lakes water.